So I have a job for you tomorrow morning. You have to look at your tefillin and see if the little yud on the tefillin shel yad, how it is attached, and what is the yud? Which is the yud is the strap, the black strap, which is touching the bottom, touching the box of your arm tefillin. Notice, you'll see there's like a little black piece of strap which comes up and is resting on the part closest to your arm, on that corner of the tefillin. See how that black piece is attached, or if it's attached, if it's actually connected to the base, the box, the we'll call it the bottom, the square piece that comes up on the tefillin, see if it's actually touching or not. The Zohar writes that this yud, we'll call it the yud. The little strap part is called the yud. The yud, because it's supposed to be in the shape of a yud. If you want to look at all these diagrams, all these Mishnah Berurahs and Achronish and Sefer, how it becomes the yud, you're welcome to do so. It's a little bit hard for me to see that yud, but I guess the top goes in. It's definitely a yud. A little bit of a stretch, but a yud, nevertheless. The point is, you have this yud touching the bottom. Says the Zohar, it should never separate the yud from the bottom. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you think this is like just a Zohar, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Says, Yeshui Zohar, you should be careful, Shlotazuz Ayud Shal Kesher Me'at Tefillin. This Yud should never separate from your Tefillin. The Vilna Gaon says, this is not only a type of Zohar type of Halacha, but it's also based on a Gemara, and he cites a Gemara to prove this idea as well. So question number one is, well, when does it need to be attached? So the Eshel Avram says, very simply, it needs to be attached and connected, rather, when you're wearing the tefillin, which is not so hard to do, because if you bend your arm a little bit and the cat is resting against your chest, it invariably touches it because you have a little piece close to your chest, touching, pushing against your arm. So then it's touching it, that's fine. But what about when it's in the holder? Says the Mishnah Brura, hate to scare you with this, but this warning applies even gam shein betoch kisin tzrichin lizar bezeh shol tozuz klal hayud. The yud can't move. Great. So new, what does anyone know what their tefillin has?
I have a rubber band.
You have a rubber band.
Put on a rubber band.
You have a rubber band attached. New, anyone else have a rubber band?
No, I have a string.
Huh? You have a gid, this string. So don't worry, Tuvia, we have a special Shari Tshuva for people like you. I'm like you also, but it's not so positive. Says the Shari Tshuva, it's not very positive about us. It's not very positive. Says the Shari Tshuva, he quotes the Shalmei Tzibur, who says, Alkei Nohagin Rabim Miyirei Hashem. First he calls it Yirei Shemaim. Oh, I like that, yeah? Yirei Shemaim, Likshor Ayyudim Chutcho Gid Im Tefillah. A lot of Yirei Shemaim, good God-fearing Jews, tie it with the sinew of his gid, the string wrapped around it. Says the Shari Tshuva, Uli didi tzarech ian, he says. I don't understand this at all. Daide kshira, by tying it, zuya chutcho gid saviv atitura, where does it, the string, go? It goes under the bottom, likely. That's what the Shari Tshuva says. I'm going to defend this, don't worry. He says it goes under the bottom, he says. And he says if that's the case, it's going to be a chatzitza. It's going to separate between your arm and the bottom of the tefillin. Because if you have, here, use over here. If here's my phone book, here's it. Don't worry. But this is what he says. Shari Tshuva says that it's placed on your arm. If the string is going under it, so then it's going to, when you place it down in your arm, it's going to be that your arm is separated by that little string.
Even if we had something like that, isn't there something called Rubo Ketubo?
So that's a great question. And we'll talk about it in one second. And we'll get to Rav Shlomo Zalman in one second. He gets to that point. But says the Shari Tshuva, this is a problem. So then the Shari Tshuva says, well, maybe I could save the Shalmei Tzibur and say, well, you know where the gid should go? Put in the Mavarta. Mavarta is the part where you have the string going. How does the string attach to the tefillin? After the box, there's that like little part that juts out, and that's where you have the string, the kesher, the tie, the actual wrappings attached to the boxes. So if you put the sinew there, the string there, then it's not going to be separated between your arm and the box. But this is what the Shari Tshuva says. Maybe that's acceptable. So I got excited. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? He says, okay, Tov, you ready? Doesn't give our eitzah. He says, V'roi levatol zeh. should get rid of this whole minhag, he says. Let's have a Zakshiri, a Chutzot, he doesn't bring the eights of the Shari Tshuva, he just brings the problem of the Shari Tshuva. So he says, basically, get rid of the gid, the sinew that you have, the string there, he says, get rid of it. No? Yeah? Huh? I don't know. Get rid of it. Yeah? Okay, so how do you paskin? So Shlomo Zalman, Baruch Hashem, is probably what we all rely upon. Shlomo Zalman says, he says, his tefillin had this gid, and he says he doesn't, it's not a separation. He doesn't even talk about if it's going under or not. I mean, I think he says he had it on the top. But he says, well, you're asking, Yaakov. He says, let's say you write your name. This is a great question. I never thought of this. You write your name under the tefillin. You know, he sees, he gives a case of an old man who's going to lose the tefillin. God, no, I don't have to be an old man to lose your tefillin. But still, let's say you write your name in initials under the box. Are you allowed to do that or not? The ink is technically a hefsik for your arm. So he says, nah, it's not really a hefsik. Writing your name under, that's not a hefsik. But for the reasons you said, hefsik is a hefsik. Writing your name with ink doesn't separate. So a string under there, one line of string, is not really a hefsik. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, look, b'di'eved, it's not a hefsik at all. V'chadchila, do what we do. Tie the string, but tie the string on top. So it's not actually separating between the bottom of your the tefillin and the arm. Now is a good time to leave. Yeah? Comes along the Rav Orchis Chaim, which is a Talmud of the Stipler, and he writes like this. He asked the Stipler about this question. And he says, V'amrali, the Stipler told me, Shezed Davar Chadosh. This is a newfangled thing. This is modernish. Shelo Musker B'poskim Lassus Kane. He never saw any of the poskim say you shouldn't tie a string around your tongue. What is it, rubber band? No?
The rubber band's more geschmack too, because it gives a little plastic box.
He says, Shalom Musker B'poskim. You saw the poskim. He says, V'chazisa B'daitin Donichli B'zeh. He didn't like this. Okay. Then he says, he asked someone who saw the Chazanish. And the Chazanish said, this is a Davar Chadosh Shalom Musker B'poskim. Aye, and that was when it wasn't separating. But he says, but these, that they make a hole in the Mavarta, which is where I think mine is. It goes into the Mavarta, which is the string part. He says, I've got choice words for this, says the Chaznish. Lo sasu kein l'ashem l'kechem. Right? Don't do this. This is absolutely not, no, not at all. Farak Amar Maran, you know, so what should you do? Yeah, no, what should you do? Just tuck in the string of the yod. And not a string, like the yod's made out of a kesher. He's just trying to like push it in into the mavarta.
If you wrap like the svar.
Oh, one second, one second. To my next line. One second. Before I get to my next line, before we get to the svar in a second.
But most of them are touching by themselves.
So it says the Chaznish. But keep in mind, we have the Chaznish and the Stiper, the uncle and the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Then the next line, he asks Reb Chaim Kanievsky, wasn't Reb Chaim Kanievsky does? He's got a string. Armu he had gone to Mechaim Kanievsky. She betfilin mechuber ayud im giratun. He has a string there. He says for Armu he should bris didn't do it this way. Fine. V'shal had gone to Mechaim Kanievsky. His other he asked the Stiper. He said, "Can I put a string there?" And the Stiper told him, even though the Stiper didn't like it, he said mutter. V'chein chiber arav gone to Mechaim Kanievsky betfilin shall call bolov. So all the children of Mechaim Kanievsky had this string, even though the father and the uncle, great uncle, they didn't like this at all. So. The upshot is that clearly you have Rav Shlomo Zalman to rely upon, clearly you have Rav Chaim Kanievsky to rely upon. The other choice is what? So the two other choices. The Svardim say, what do the Svardim do? They wrap...
Not Svardim. If you wrap Svard style, you're pulling the knot towards the bias.
No.
If you
wrap
Ashkenaz style, you're pulling the yud away from the bias.
Yeah, but does it hold? But does it hold? It doesn't hold. I don't know.
What doesn't hold?
It does not.
I wrap Svard too, and I have a rubber band, but I'm just saying it's easier. By Ashkenaz, even harder. So he could be like 2 inches away.
So I saw brought down Biski Tshuva sites that Svardim, Edut Mizrach, tell me, speak it out. But they say, I think when they wrap the tefillin, they wrap around the yud. They think the first kesher, so that the wrap holds the yud against the bias. At least when you're wearing it, that covers that. That's an interesting part. So the final thought is, and this should be zechus for this kaddish, we're going to call it Sonoma, was just killed in a terrorist attack in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago. But not the Avni Nezer, but we'll quote it in a second. But the Avni Nezer says that it doesn't actually need to be touching at all. Shulchan Aruch doesn't need to be touching. Yeah, you know what touching means? Touching, like Beofen Lovewood, he says. Within a certain distance, it's considered touching. It doesn't mean don't put the cashew over here and the tool over there. It means Is it you have to be neurotic that it's actually touching? No. Says Rav Freund, whose son-in-law was just killed in one of the, dying from Bnei Brak, I think was killed in one of these recent like terrorist attack of a month ago or so. Just three people were killed, and his son-in-law was a dying, and so he, Rav Freund, who was a huge poskim in Eretz Yisrael in the previous generation, he says, based upon this, if it's not touching, and for 20 years you've been making your brach on mitzvah, you don't have a rubber band, it's not touching at all, he says, b'diyeved, you're fine, because you can rely on the Avnei Nezer, that doesn't actually have to actually be touching. Halacha Maisa, look, you follow the minig of your father, but the seemingly minig of many people, my tefillin were got or bought by from my father through Reb David Willig, so I trust that it was done with the proper sofer in Eretz Yisrael, and it was done in my tefillin. I haven't changed it as the sinew which is attached. It doesn't go under, but it goes through the Ma'averta, and that's how it is holding up. You come back tomorrow, homework, give homework to check. I didn't know until I looked this morning, you know, so I can't say that I knew exactly how it was held, but you check it out. I studied it this morning. Just studied it this morning. Go ahead.